Welcome, everyone. This is Kevin Gianni from thedietparadox.com. And today we are going to present to you something you may not have heard before. I have a special guest on the line. His name is David Wolf, and he's considered by his peers in nutrition to be one of the world's leading authorities on food, nutrition, weight loss, and longevity. David is the author of Superfoods, Amazing Grace, Naked Chocolate, Eating for Beauty, and the best-selling Sun Food Diet Success System. Since 1995, David has given over 1,000 health lectures and seminars in the United States, Canada, Europe, the South Pacific, Central America, and South America. Most recently, David created the Longevity Now program, which gives tangible tools to keep your body and your mind youthful for a very long time. David is also the founder and leading contributor to the Internet's only peak performance and nutrition online magazine, The Best Day Ever. David coaches and feeds Hollywood producers, celebrities, as well as some of the world's leading business people and entrepreneurs from around the world. So, David, I want to welcome you to today's call.
Thank you so much, Kevin Gianni. I am excited to share some insight into the diet paradox. I think we're going to have a lot of fun, and I think we're going to get a lot of folks excited out there about where we are right now because, you know, we know that technology increases each and every year. And we know also in the diet field, we have more obesity and more weight problems than we ever thought we could have at this point with all this knowledge. And we're going to get right to the root of it. And we're going to see where the technology and the knowledge can really help us and where we can get leverage and where we have to let go. You know, we're going to dial it in a little bit more clearly now, just on the time we're going to have together, Kevin, on where this is all heading and how to lose that weight quickly and keep it off forever.
Yeah, the time we're going to spend together is a real treat, and I think you'll see how special it is and how special the information David has to offer, because we're going to introduce to you this new concept in fat loss and optimal health, and it's a concept of the diet paradox. By definition, paradox is a contradiction, and diets, in our opinion, are contradictions because statistics show that 90% or more people who lose weight gain it back, and many gain back more, and a diet is supposed to get you trim and keep the weight off. So most people, and maybe you've experienced this as well, think that weight loss, and they think immediately starvation diets, eating foods they don't like, pills, supplements, counting calories, hours at the gym, or weekly weigh-ins. But what we're going to do in this call is we're going to expose what is wrong with the current paradigm of diet and give you some solutions, real tangible stuff that you can take with you to get you some results. And the call will be about 30 minutes, and at the end, what we're going to be talking about, if you like it, we're going to give you an option to explore and take these concepts to the next level. So let's get right into it. I want you to grab a pen and piece of paper. And the other thing I want to tell you is that pass this information along. You're going to be hearing some stuff that you're really going to like, and you're going to want some of your friends and family members to hear this. So be sure to send this information along to someone else. So, David, let's talk about the diet paradox, and let's talk about what's the problem. What's the problem with diets today?
Well, we have so much contradictory information, and I think we got to start there. That is the biggest thing that people ask me about, more than any other question. How, this contradicts that. I read this book and said something different from this thing. And what it's leading us to this, it's leading us to a very amazing conclusion, and that is we are all different, that the ideal diet for each person is going to be different, and really what's behind all this weight gain and obesity are other factors other than diet, really, in my opinion. And we're going to get into that because we're going to talk about eating the things you love, but upgrading to higher quality. We're going to talk about minerals and its relationship with shutting off our appetite. We're going to get into the mindset and attitude. I really have been strongly into visualizing recently the body that I really want. And what's amazing, I've not changed my diet at all, Kevin. Nothing. I've changed nothing. And people are saying, God, you look like you lost weight. Are you more fit? Are you exercising more? I've been only doing one thing, and that's visualizing. I've just been doing an experiment recently, so we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about our immediate suggestive environment and our immediate home environment and how that affects our weight. And we're going to go deeper into these things later on down the road if folks want to stick with us for some more recordings that we're going to make available.
Great. So let's start off with mindset. You know, what's going on with our mindset and the situation that we have when people approach diets?
Well, we're going to fall into a paradox whenever we have a desire. Let's say we want to lose weight, but we don't have a belief that supports it, right? Let's say we have a belief that says, you know, I'm not worth it, I can't do this. But we're on the other side, we're like, oh, I think I can make this happen. I think I can lose the weight. I really want to lose the weight. Or we see an image of a friend of ours who's lost the weight, and we become, you know, overly, you know, excited that we can do it too. But if the belief isn't there, we're going to get into trouble. And so we're going to address beliefs and our beliefs about ourselves more deeply as we continue our conversations together, Kevin. But I just want to say that if we have a belief that says, hey, you know, it's possible for me. Hey, I can lose this weight. If we have a belief that says I have an ideal body image, that I have confidence, then we support the actions behind it, right? That's our mindset has got to be behind the actions of, for example, the exercise, the weight loss, changing our immediate suggestive environment, et cetera. We've also got to have the attitude. We've got to have an attitude that I can. This is super important. You know, people have asked me over the years, how do you keep, you know, constant inspiration, high attitude, strong attitude? And actually, this is one of the big secrets and a huge key is I read a lot of inspirational books and stories that keep me with keep me entertaining an attitude of gratitude so that when it comes to a tough decision or difficult undertaking, instead of going, I can, I say, I can. I can do this. We can do this together. We have a very strong understanding now in human psychology about the attitudes and beliefs preceding the result. Another thing I want to mention, too, is part of being in the right mindset is having the ability to visualize what we want to have happen. And that's what I've been playing around with myself. It's really a lot of fun just to change one thing, right? We're running an experiment here. Let's see if we just change our visualization, don't change our food or diet at all, see if that does anything for us. I found that it's been doing something for me. All of these things, by the way, are not for everybody, right? We're not going to go into the entire, this is what you need to eat, that's this, you know, this is the right mindset to have. What we're really doing is to draw up, we're really through this mindset piece trying to draw up inspiration in ourselves that causes us to say, yep, I can get this done, I believe I can do it. And when we have that, we have everything, really.
Moving from mindset, you know, when you move into mindset, you think, all right, well, if I just address how I look, this works. But there's some things at cellular level that might not be able to be changed as easily through mindset. What are some of the things that our cells are encountering, our bodies are encountering on a regular basis that need to be addressed?
Well, there's toxins in our environment. There's toxins that we create as a process of living. It's part of our metabolism. There's toxins in the food we're eating. There's toxins in the water we're drinking. So as much as we can say, okay, it's mindset, it's emotional well-being is part of it, of course, there's another part of it, and that is we are exposed to a lot of stuff today that our ancestors 100 years ago weren't exposed to. Formaldehyde, all different kinds of chemicals, volatile organic compounds, all different kinds of plastics, plastic byproducts, dioxin, petroleum byproducts. And this is something that we have got to address because our body will hold weight. It will hold water in order to keep the poisons diluted. We think, well, no, we don't have as many poisons as we had, you know, in 100 years ago. And actually, the numbers are this. This is what we're finding out. There's 75,000 different artificial chemicals that the human race has actually created and thrown out into the environment. I have to believe, and that certainly the evidence supports this, that some of those are carcinogenic, and some of those are really not good for us. So detoxifying our body and flushing some of these toxins out can make it a whole lot easier to lose weight. And as you know, Kevin, we both have experience with meeting people who were stuck, just could not lose the weight no matter what, got on a detoxing program, and there's all different kinds, and you do the ones that work for you that feel like something you can do, and suddenly we're able to get out of that stuck spot, lose the weight, and go through a real radical transformation of their body image and how they were feeling every day, and really get into vibrant health.
Some people will say, you know, toxins, you know, whatever. My grandfather smoked cigarettes and lived till, you know, 100 years old. How does this apply to weight loss? What are your thoughts on that?
I love that. This is the one I get all the time. My grandfather smoked cigarettes every day and ate ice cream for dinner and, you know, never had any problems. Well, that's because when your grandfather grew up, it was a totally different world than we have today. There was no chemical tobacco, for example, with all these 800 to 4,000 different chemicals that they add to tobacco today. Actually, I was doing some research on that, and I found out that the 35% of the dry matter weight of your average cigarette is just chemicals and stuff that's added to the tobacco. It's not even tobacco itself. I mean, that's how far we've come from the old days where, you know, grandpa was probably growing his own tobacco in the backyard, you know, in the hills of Virginia or something. So this development of this idea of moving our awareness to the point of, uh-oh, we're in a little bit of trouble here. Part of this obesity epidemic that we're all experiencing and part of the difficulties that we're facing in losing the weight has to do with the toxicity. Now, I've literally talked to doctors. On one hand, they say, yep, you know, there's all kinds of toxins in the environment. There's all kinds of toxins we've created. On the other hand, there's another group that's saying, actually, there's no toxins in the human body. The human body cleans it out completely. Well, that's another paradox, right? How can both exist? And so we have learned through really rigorous research into detoxification. Obviously, you and I both, Kevin, have visited detoxification resorts and retreat centers all over the world. And we found out that the preponderance of the evidence is saying, yep, actually, we are toxic. The old doctor theory is wrong, and that there are carcinogens in the environment and toxic things, for example, dioxins and all this kind of stuff, that we can get out of our body if we detox and use protocols like juice fasting, for example, or going to a health retreat or health resort where we thin down our diet, that can help us remove those toxins from our body forever, get control of our appetite, and suddenly get a new body image.
What's one easy thing that someone who's listening on the call right now, what can they do right now to just even start the detoxification process? Like, what's one thing they can do right now?
Well, I have to combine it with two things. Or eat organic food, so we limit our exposure to pesticides. Secondarily to that, we want to make sure we eat a lot of vegetables. You know that old phrase, eat your vegetables. And I'm not talking about carrots or potatoes either. I'm talking about celery and kale. I'm talking about making sure you have roots in your diet like garlic and onions and ginger and that kind of stuff, like vegetables, you know, that you can sink your teeth into. What do you do there? Well, you're getting lots of nutrients, you're getting no calories, and you're getting lots of fiber. Right there, that's a great weight loss formula.
Great. Let's move on to nutrition, since you mentioned vegetables and root vegetables and all these great things that you know, people say that they're eating healthy, but you know, I've seen it and you've seen it, they still don't look healthy. So what's wrong with the existing paradigm where people think certain things are healthy and apparently just by seeing they're not?
Well, we have a lot of contradictory information that's out there, and I want to just go into a little bit about upgrading our operating system. There's not one person right now who's listening that is using the same computer that they started with. Now, I started out with an Apple II Plus, I think was the name of the computer, the old Apple computer.
Yeah.
There's nobody, Kevin, nobody in their right mind is still using the Commodore 64 computer or you know, the ancient IBM PC. What are we using? Well, we're using very advanced equipment because our knowledge has increased. We're using upgraded operating systems. So what we're seeing is really working, and especially in the circle that I'm around, the friends that I've been around for years, is if we can take those things that we've been eating and upgrade them to quality substances that are really working on our nutrition so that we, and for like, let's say somebody says, I want to go have a steak. Well, don't have a junky old, you know, burger that's ground up beef. Go really have something that's organic and real that's high quality. Let's say somebody says, I really want to eat raw foods and I want to do that. Well, let's go get some organic raw foods, some sprouts and vegetables and nuts and seeds and sea vegetables and fruits, and let's go at that with the quality. That's the upgrade in our operating system I'm talking about. Every one of us can very easily upgrade what we're eating without changing our diet just by going for more quality, and we know there's an inverse correlation between quality and quantity. The higher the quality, the lower the quantity. And you know what that means? When we eat less, we lose weight automatically, but I don't like when people have to try to lose weight. We want to make it easy, and this is a way to make it easy.
So say if you're eating pizza every day, it would be a feasible or an easy step and an effective step to upgrade the quality of that pizza.
Absolutely. Yeah, go to one of these big retailers like Whole Foods. Get yourself an organic pizza. Go to one of these raw food restaurants. You know, we've been to all the raw food restaurants around the world, Kevin, some of these great, super, I mean, health food beyond belief kind of places. And they have pizza there, and you eat it, and you go, this isn't much different from the pizza I grew up on, but the effects on your body are a lot different. There's actually no side effects, which is really nice to be able to eat something with flavor that you love, but there's no side effects.
So one of the challenges then is our nutrition or nutrient deficient diet that most diets are putting us on.
You know, I've read all the great diet books out there because I have to. It's, you know, it's my business. So, you know, when the Zone Diet came out, I got that, and I like that book. And that, you know, every kind of diet that's out there, the protein diet, the protein myth, the carbohydrate diet, the get-off-fat diet, all this kind of stuff, the blood type diet. And it's a lot of fun because it's all so contradictory, it's ridiculous. And what I find amazing about these books is they're not very scientific when it comes to the research that's occurred in fields like carnivorous diets, omnivorous diets, vegetarian diets, vegan diets, because we want to talk about all of those things. We don't want to leave any of them out. But I'll read a book and it doesn't even mention that vegetarians exist. And there's a lot of vegetarians out there, millions of vegetarians. So we have to talk to them. We have to make sure they get the upgraded information. The quality of the information in some of the mass marketed publications and mass sold publications, I think, is actually pretty poor. It's very poor. Some of the books, though, and I'm thinking of the Zone Diet, Dr. Sears did evolve into some really interesting research later. And so I always have hope that any of these guys, if they just keep going, can really start bringing us some excellent information. But the key is we've got to talk about enzymes. We've got to talk about the latest news on vitamin K, like vitamin K2 and its effects on bone mineralization. And these books neglect to do that, which concerns me a little bit.
Continuing on with the paradox, most people believe that, you know, they go through their normal life and things like stress and things like their environment and the water that they drink don't really affect their weight loss. I've seen this a lot, and I'm sure you have too. How do these things, interfere with weight loss?
Well, there's a lot of things that we're facing. For example, we have a lot of thyroid issues, for example. And the thyroid is very heavily vascularized, which means it gets more blood flow than any other gland in your body. Now, that's interesting to me because it has a lot of blood flow. We have a lot of thyroid problems. So I've talked to many of my favorite doctors about this, including Dr. Gabriel Cousins. And the opinion is that there's another thing about the thyroid that's very important. That is, it's very electrically charged. In fact, it's the most negatively electrically charged point in our whole body. Like we have positive and negative sides of a battery. Well, there's a negative charge in our body that's located right in our throat. It's actually right where our thyroid is. So we have two pieces of information that suddenly is starting to play a role in our understanding. One is we've got a lot of blood flow through that area. Two, we've got a very strong charge there, negative charge. Well, what Dr. Cousins has taught me over the years is that anything that's very positively charged, that's statically charged, like a piece of plastic, like a heavy metal, we can even get into some of the even, you know, pesticides, petrochemical byproducts that are out there, which also carry a very strong positive charge. These things tend to glue onto our thyroid, and they cause our thyroid to be dysfunctional, which is making us arrive at this conclusion, that the quality of our food, it has become so low. We've ingested now things that really shouldn't have been in our food supply, like these pesticides and, you know, lots of chemicals. And it's inhibiting our thyroid, and the thyroid causes us to gain weight if it's not working properly. And if we can't get our thyroid detoxified, then we're not going to be able to lose that weight. So this is, again, bringing us back to detoxification and nutrition as very critical factors in weight loss that lasts. And it actually gets us out of that diet paradox, where, you know, when we really start looking at the information, we realize, oh, wait a second, there's some really core stuff in here that is working. And that's what we want to talk about, Kevin, is we want to get to the stuff that's working, it's helping people.
So how do you feel someone's environment, detracts or can contribute to someone's ability to lose weight?
It's very important. You know, Kevin, I've been a student of success technology since I was a kid, since I was a child. Very lucky. My mom sent me to a summer camp that I didn't want to go to, but we learned about advanced learning technologies and great breakthroughs that have occurred. One of the things that we learned about is the power of your immediate environment. What's going on in your home? You know, what's going on in your car? What's going on at your workspace? And when we have a change in our immediate environment, let's say we start buying healthy food and leaving it around, let's say we remove things that are stressing us out from our environment, and stress has a lot to do with holding on to weight, because that's it. That's like an instinctive reaction. When we're stressed out or frightened or scared, we hold. We hold our breath. We go into a holding pattern, and that can cause us to eventually become inflamed. It can actually lead to weight gain. Our immediate environment also includes the water that's coming into our house, the air and the atmosphere in our house. I have met people, and you have too, Kevin, over the years, my God, how much is going on. There's mold in people's homes, and people are breathing that in. They become very toxic and actually very deeply affects their health and can actually collapse their health and can cause them to become inflamed, cause them to gain weight. And this is just contamination of the air in the home. Of course, our water. We all want to get water filters on our water because we don't want to become filters. Somebody told me that years ago. If you don't get a water filter, you're going to become a filter. Our kidneys are filters, and when we take in toxic water, that stuff that is in that water, let's say it's, you know, iron particles and hard water, calcium-rich particles, that gets stuck in us, and it can develop into kidney stones and arthritis and all kinds of problems. So we want to make sure we get a water filter on our water system in our home or apartment, and at least bathe and use that water to clean our dishes and do our laundry and that kind of stuff. And if we want to get drinking water, sure, we can use that, but we can even go better things are out there now. There's great spring water available in glass bottles. And I always say this. People say, what kind of water should I get? And I said, you know, spend some extra money, get some spring water. They say, well, you know, which one should I get? And I say, well, get the one that's in glass. And then they give me a little bit of an argument about that. And I say, well, you know, you would never buy a bottle of wine in plastic. Give yourself a gift and get a good bottle of water in glass. Isn't that interesting? We're right there, Kevin. I really believe we're right there. We have all the information. We have all the knowledge. We know what all the magic is to, you know, put it all together and lose the weight. And I know that because I've literally coached people who've lost 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 125 pounds, 150 pounds, 200 pounds, 250-pound weight loss. I've had a couple people that I've met, 250 pounds of weight loss on the types of recommendations that we've been giving out over all these years, you know, that we've been doing this professionally. And what's fascinating about all that is this is not known to the general public because most of the diet information that finally makes it out to the general public has been watered down so much. The Internet's changing all that and allowing us to get this really crucial information out to folks so they can act now, lose the weight, and keep it off forever. So it's out of their mind. What a distraction it is to have body shape issues and body weight issues. We want to get that out of the way and get on with living.
That's a great point. Why don't we talk a little bit about the Diet Paradox program and some of the things that we've put together. Obviously, we can't cover all the information in this short call, but we have put together an incredible program where you guys can get some of the great information that David's talking about so you can finally stop the struggle. I mean, stop the starvation diets, you know, stop the struggle with finding motivation, stop the counting calories. We didn't even talk about counting calories. We probably should talk about that just a little bit. Stop spending hours in the gym. I mean, so what are some of the things that are contained in this program so someone can really finally, you know, get the body they deserve?
Well, we've broken it down into four pieces, and the first piece is on that proper mindset, the appropriate beliefs and attitudes of weight loss, and the inspirational energy that really motivates us. Once we get that weight off, we don't need as much of that inspirational energy, but in the beginning it's really powerful, because one of the things I know, Kevin, is that the foggy mind and the foggy thinking, the bad memory, it has a lot to do with being toxic, and it has a lot to do actually with being overweight. When you lose weight, your blood becomes purer and cleaner, and your brain works better. You have better memory, and you can think more clearly. Another thing, too, is the momentum, once that weight comes off, is really amazing. And so we're going to talk about that in one of the recordings, which is on mindset. That momentum is so critical. Another is on detoxification. So I have gone through to the nth degree and gotten into every detoxification protocol program there is out there. Of course, not all of it's for everybody. You know, I've done all of it because I've been lucky to have traveled around and gone to these resorts and done all these different types of things and read all these books on the subject. But here's the key idea. Everybody needs to work on their strengths, not their weaknesses. One of the biggest problems with diet books and the whole diet paradox, one of the things that brings the diet paradox around, is that these books and different programs that are out there could have been telling people to do one thing, and the person looks at that and goes, that sounds great, but I know I'm never going to do that. What I like to do is broaden that out, and that's what we're doing here, Kevin, is broadening out all these tools, because some people go, you know what, I can do this one over here. I didn't even know that was an option. And another person looks at this one and goes, I can do this one over here. I didn't even know that was an option, because there's something for everybody in this program. This diet paradox program is designed to reach people who normally just would, you know, fall apart from willpower, for example, once they follow a diet. So that's laid out in the detoxification recording. Now, another one that we did is on nutrition and upgrading our operating system. We've covered a lot of that, but I'll go into detail. And, you know, obviously I'm a nutritionist, so it's my favorite thing to do is get into deeply into nutrition and how fun it can be and really what it can do for you. It's a very important science to have, you know, in your pocket, so you know what you're doing. And it's very easy because we're all familiar with the, you know, amazing foods that we have out there in the world. We're all becoming more familiar with organic food, and what we're doing now is we're just going to set that in stone a little bit. So we've got some serious, like, okay, I can bank on that, I can do this, I can buy this, I can get this at the health food store, et cetera. And that's what we'll get into there. And then, of course, you referenced it, is our environment, our immediate suggestive environment, the environment of our home, workplace, or office is very, very important that we coordinate that so it's inspirational to us, so it doesn't. We don't have anything around that's going to cause us to cheat or to suddenly reach for something we know we don't want, and we want to get our stress levels down in that environment. We also want to work on the water and air in that environment. And there's one other piece, too, that before I let us go on this one, we're going to get into grounding and grounding technology and the discoveries there as they relate to weight loss, significant discoveries there. And people are probably wondering, what the heck does grounding mean? It's a great question. We're going to talk about the importance of actually connecting to the earth skin to skin when walking out barefoot from your house, for example, or have using grounding technology, which makes an electrical connection between you and the earth. And what that does automatically is it synchronizes your rhythms with the rhythms of the earth, which are very important for hormones, brings down cortisol level. It's very important for helping you sleep. It brings down the stress levels in your body. We're in shoes a lot, and if you're scientifically minded, you know that shoes contain a rubber sole, so they insulate us from the earth. This can cause a big problem over a long period of time, and I'm going to bring forth in that recording all the data and information I've learned in that area from science, and it's really astonishing. There's always something from out of left field that comes into these things, and that's the one that we're going to get into there. So it's really four recordings, and then lots of bonus material. I know you're going to put a lot of bonus material out there for free there for everybody. Isn't that right, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. The program's four audios, and we promise there's no fluff or no padding, and we're just going to get into step one, step two, step three for each one of these calls. And the bonuses we're going to give as of right now are we're going to give a smoothie book. We're actually going to mail it out to you, so you have a whole bunch of different healthy smoothie options. We're going to get that in the mail as a gift from us for free. We're going to give you a 7 Steps Optimal Health program that I recorded. And, David, you're going to have a few bonuses as well, correct?
That's right. And I'm going to keep those as a surprise. we always come up with something really clever with our bonuses. So I like to keep it on a little bit on the surprise side. Now, one of the things that we're doing here, of course, Kevin, is we're bringing this out at a price point that I believe anybody can afford. At $97 with all the free bonuses that are added on and the books that will be mailed to you and all that kind of stuff, you'll get the four recordings. We'll go in-depth, 100% money-back guarantee. If you're not completely satisfied, just return it. We'll refund your money. And what we're going to be doing is exactly what you said, getting into specifics so we have actionable items right there. But, again, not everything's for everybody. We might look at this and go, hey, I can do those three things, and that might be what we get out of this program. And if we do those three things, we have got momentum. Next thing you know, we'll be doing 5 things, then 10 things. That's how we develop momentum with our weight loss. That's how we keep the weight off forever. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun, too, because I like to do everything in an entertaining way and in a way that you want to hear what's coming next. You want to just check it out because I'm always impressed by the latest science. You know, it's amazing what crosses my desk, and it keeps me going because it's so darn inspirational.
What we're also going to do is we're going to schedule a call with David and I where basically you'll be able to fire off your own questions. So after you listen to the program, listen to the four audios, I'm sure you'll have a lot of questions. What we're going to be doing is we'll do a live telecall with David where you can fire off and submit your questions, and we're just going to basically ask those questions as they come in so you can get your answers, you know, time allowing, you can get your answers and really kind of get some real solidification around, you know, what your own specific issue is and really make it happen for you. So I think that's a really cool bonus that is really valuable.
Yeah, thanks for putting that in there. Yeah, I'm very excited to do that. I'm always excited to meet new folks that we're reaching out to and hear what the questions are, hear what's on people's minds. I get everything from, you know, what do you think about this kombucha that's in health food stores, all the way to where do I get my protein, all the way to what do you think of vitamin K2, you know, everything in between. And all questions are okay for that call. We'll entertain everything, and we'll definitely go over an hour. We may even go close to an hour and a half. So there's going to be a lot of time to get into a lot of different nuances and subtleties of health and nutrition.
So if you like what you hear and, you know, you're finally ready to take it to the next level, I mean, imagine, you know, going to the beach, you know, this summer and, you know, just feeling great in a bathing suit, or, you know, finally feeling confident at the wedding that you have that you've been dreading to go to because, you know, your pants or your dresses won't fit. I mean, this call, this program is going to give you some of that confidence, and we are confident that it will. We have a money-back guarantee, so we're confident enough to do that for you. What we would like you to do is to try it out. So there's a link below. Go ahead and click that, and you can read more about the Diet Paradox program, and we would really love for you to join us and sign up.
That's fantastic. Again, all you have to do is click through right here on your screen. Pick up the Diet Paradox program, 100% money-back guarantee, $97 with all those bonuses. And what that does, it gets you into the suggestive environment of people who are really into the health sciences, as you are, Kevin, as I am, and all our friends. And we're looking to support you. We know, and the thing that motivates us, we know that weight comes off, your head gets cleared out, you feel momentum, and you start making stuff happen in your life because you feel good about yourself. That's what we want more than anything. Come summertime, as you said, if you can get into that bathing suit or you can take your shirt off with a lot of confidence, right, if you're a guy, my God, this is great. So you can get back to that youthful feeling when you were 16, 17, 18, feeling great, looking great, and having the confidence to back it up.
Well, David, I want to thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Kevin.